I'm joined today by Dr. Declan Matthews, who will give us the latest update on COVID-19. Hi, Declan. How are you today?
I'm very well, Liz. Thanks very much.
Right, Declan, we start again today with numbers like we usually do. On Monday, for the first day in over 2 months, there were no new deaths reported, a day we've been waiting to see. But unfortunately, we saw 9 on Tuesday and 17 yesterday. What's your thoughts on this?
My thoughts on this is that things are still working out very, very well. Certainly, no deaths was an absolutely brilliant day, but the 9 and the 17, a little bit disappointing. But the point is that the trend is downwards, 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 which is exactly what we want the trend to do. Certainly, the 9 and the 17 yesterday, they're probably more abnormal in the fact that I don't think they reflect what's happening today on the ground. I think they probably reflect deaths over the last 2 to 3 weeks and that those were sort of certified yesterday. So they come in, it looks high. I don't think it's a sudden surge because of the changes that have been made recently.
Okay, so do you think the changes that have been made aren't affecting us in numbers-wise? Things are going in the way they should be?
It looks very much on the ground like that is what's happening. It looks like community transmission seems to be almost gone. Most transmission now at the moment seems to be in nursing homes, in institutions and in the meat factories and places like that. So I think trend is we're not seeing a huge upsurge. We're not seeing any upsurge really in the community. So hopefully community spread is gone.
That would be brilliant. Okay, the number of cases is continuing to drop. Are we close to seeing no new cases in a single day?
I don't know if we're close to it, but I think that's going to keep dropping. And I think it's going to keep dropping every week as weeks and weeks go by. And I think it'll get down to sort of 20 or 10 and then it will phase out. I don't think that's going to happen in the next week or two. I don't think suddenly in 2 weeks' time we're suddenly going to see none for a week in a row. That's not going to happen. But it will drop fairly quickly, fairly over the next few weeks. But there is another few weeks of that yet.
So when we eventually do start seeing no new cases, does that mean that it's actually gone?
The answer to that is hopefully. There's always, always, always the worry that could there be a surge again when we start loosening the restrictions. That will be the big worry. That will be the big test. The hope is that no, that we will have eradicated the virus, that it won't exist anymore in Ireland. And then we'll see where we go from there.
Okay. This week, the major talking point is the 2 metre rule. Now, the World Health Organization are recommending 1, and a lot of ministers and stuff are putting pressure on Dr. Houlihan to implement 1, but he seems to be adamant that he's going to stick to the 2. What do you think about that?
I have 2 views on this. I certainly feel that for the economy to get back, 1 metre would be absolutely brilliant. And if you talk to any restaurant owner or any publican, they'll all say, look, I can be viable at 1 metre, but I'm not viable at 2 metres. And I think that is the huge worry. The big other worry, really, and I can sort of understand where Tony Houlihan is coming from, is if you reduce it from 2 metres to 1, as we see at the moment, people take their own liberties. So if it's at 2 metres at the moment, well, at least you guarantee people are going to stay 1 metre apart. If you suddenly officially reduce it to 1 metre, people will start making that a 0.5 metre fairly quickly. And that's where the danger lies.
Okay, I understand that. But like you said, for businesses to be viable, they really need the 1 metre. Is it time to put the economy first?
I certainly think it's getting to that stage where we need to think more and more about the economy. Obviously, the country is in a fair degree of debt after all this thing, as is every other country in the world. And the country going into recession will have huge knock-on effects for people's health in general. So I think it's time to weigh whether what we're doing at the moment to stop people, to save people's health from COVID, and then on the other hand, we've got to be sure that people's general health doesn't suffer because the country goes into a deep recession.
Okay, I think people are of the opinion now, like, we know what to do. We know how to distance ourselves. We know we must wash our hands. Should we not, like, I'd love to get my hair done, Declan. I really would. Should, like, we not have the choice? Let them open and it's up to us if we want to go in there and it's up to the business if they want to open.
I think that will happen and I think that's happening. As I say, you know, we're talking about this long, long sort of rollout over five different phases of 3 weeks each time. I think that they probably need to look at shortening those phases and probably giving us a little bit more leeway. I'm not so sure, Liz, that you're going to get your hair done in the next week or two, to tell you nothing but the truth. It's still a high-risk area unless they can design some system where somebody can work on your hair and not transmit it to you or you to them. Now, I know from most of the time with hair that they're working from behind you and they're not sort of in your face from that point of view. So I think there may be some leeway in that area.
Okay, like from talking to people myself, the general consensus is they have had enough. They want things to start reopening. They want to be able to travel further than 5 kilometres. What do you say to these people?
I say I would agree with these people. I want to travel further than 5 kilometres. I want to be able to go for a spin. I'd love to see my grandchildren. I haven't seen my grandchildren since February, I'd say, you know. So I think we all want to do that and we all want to move a little bit more. And I think maybe we've got to start looking at sort of easing, as I said, easing these things up a little bit. I don't see what's wrong with me getting in a car and going for a spin if I go to somewhere and go for a walk and come back. I'm not transmitting it to anybody. If I meet anybody, I'm staying 2 metres apart from them. So I think they'll need to look at easing these things up. This is a long weekend. It was very, very unlikely they were going to ease anything up before a long weekend.
Yeah, and we're blessed with good weather at the moment. It's bringing a lot more people out and you can see it yourself. Even the beach is busy. The town is busy. It's harder to get parking. Should we be cautious?
Yeah, I think we should be cautious, but I mean, I think people are cautious. You can see it, you know, you pass people and people are still sticking to the rules. You still go for your walk and you find people get off the footpath or you get off the footpath. There's still a lot of that happening. Obviously, now and then, the odd time in a shop, you find somebody who you feel isn't quite sticking to the rules and you get a little bit annoyed at yourself, but that happens, you know. But as you say, look, the weather is absolutely gorgeous today. When I leave here, I'm going home and I'm going to switch on the barbecue. And my barbecue has it's got a little fault. It doesn't light unless you have a bottle of beer in your other hand. I may get it fixed at some time, but at the moment, you can't get these things fixed because of COVID.
No, it's not a bad problem to have though at the moment. But like you said, people are very good. I'm out and about. I go to work every day, so I see people around. People have been very good, in fairness, and that's why I think they'd like to move things a bit quicker, because we know how to look after ourselves now at this stage.
Yeah, I think we do, and I think sometimes maybe they have to sort of. They have to sort of allow us a little bit more leeway and accept that we're all adults and that we're all behaving like adults, that we're all sticking to the rules. And it's fairly obvious people are sticking to the rules. Look, if people weren't sticking to the rules, the R rate would be up around 1 or 2. Instead, it's down around 0.5 or 0.4. That's the rate from where one person passes it on to another. We've really suppressed that R rate. And that's a sign that social distancing is working and that it's been stuck to.
Okay, talking about the R rate, so it's down to around 0.5. What was the highest?
It was up around 3 or 4. So where one person would have it, they would pass it on to 4 or 5 others. And that was one of the reasons initially that they were absolutely terrified that we would be totally overrun, both our hospitals and our intensive care units. Because if it kept going, that every person who got it would pass it on to 5 others, well, we would be in absolute crisis now. But that never happened. That didn't happen. Didn't happen because people stuck to the rules. And this is what I'm talking about. People will still stick to the rules. In fact, people aren't going to go. Even if tomorrow morning they sort of removed all restrictions, which they're not going to do, you would find we'd all still be cautious enough for quite a while yet.
Yeah. A lot of people are wondering about outpatient clinics. Do you have any idea when they're going to reopen?
Yeah, they're doing an awful lot of outpatient clinics at the moment via remote, either via phone or via Zoom or whatever. And they are slowly sort of getting back to normal. I think it's getting better and better. We've no sort of set date for each clinic. And I do think some clinics will be back much quicker than others. Orthopaedics and that sort of stuff will be back quicker. ENT is a difficult area because ENT involves people looking down people's throat. That's still quite a dangerous procedure for doctors and for nurses to do. So I think they may be a little bit slower to get back, though in an emergency they are working. I had a problem during the week with a patient and they took the patient and saw the patient for me very willingly and very quickly. Pediatrics seems to be getting back to seeing patients on a regular basis again. So I reckon most of these over the next few weeks will be back to sort of normality. Some of them, as I say, will be a little bit slower.
Okay, and for anyone that had an appointment cancelled over the last number of weeks, will their appointment be automatically rescheduled or should they contact their clinic?
I actually don't know the answer to that. You would presume that they would be contacted and their appointments will be rescheduled. And I'm sure somebody in the different hospitals is looking at that. But I don't know what sort of what they're going to come up with or how they're going to solve that. Because you have to think there is going to be quite a problem with waiting lists and appointments when this is all over.
OK, so phase five is the last phase and that's the 10th of August. Will life go back to normal then? Is that it? It's all over and we can do whatever we want?
I don't think life will go back totally to normal. I'm hoping to God it'll go back to some sort of degree of normality or a degree of normality that's a little bit more normal than the normal we have at the moment. But I don't think it'll be back to total normality. I think social distancing will be in for quite a while. I think if we get past September and October without a surge, then I think thereafter life probably will go back to normal. But I just think we're all going to be a little bit worried and a little bit weary heading into September, October, just in case of a second surge. But I do think a lot of things will be back to normal.
Okay. Declan, thanks very much for joining us again this week and for giving up your time to keep everyone well informed as you do. And I know everyone enjoys listening to you. And we'll chat to you again next week.
Okay, Liz. And this is sort of episode 8. If we don't want to be running into series 2 next year, we need to keep sticking to the rules, keep sticking to the social distancing. Thank you.
Thank you, Declan.